listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about living in the freedom, reading to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, where we read this. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Again, that's Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul makes it clear in that verse. Jesus sets it free, but we need to take care that we do not become entangled in bondage again. How can we be brought under bondage? Long ago, two brothers fought for a piece of land in what is now Belgium. The older brother's name was Reynold, but everybody called him Crassus. That's a Latin nickname meaning fat, for he was really overweight. After a tough battle, Reynold's younger brother Edward took his lands. But Edward didn't kill Reynold. Instead, he had a room in the castle built around Crassus. It was a room with only one skinny door. The door wasn't locked, the windows weren't barred, and Edward promised Reynold that he could regain his land and his title anytime he wanted to. All he had to do was leave the room. The obstacle to freedom wasn't really in the door or the windows, but in Reynold himself. You see, Reynold was so overweight that he couldn't fit through the door. All Reynold needed to do was diet down to a smaller size, and he could walk out a free man. However, his younger brother kept sending him tasty foods every day, and Reynold's desire to be free was never greater than his desire to eat. Some people accused Edward of being cruel to his older brother Reynold, but he simply said, "My brother is not a prisoner. He can leave when he wants to." But Reynold stayed in that room for 10 years until Edward himself was killed in battle. This is a dramatic picture of how many Christians live. Jesus has set them forever free legally, and they may walk in that freedom from sin whenever they choose. But since they keep yielding their bodily desires to the service of sin, they live a life of defeat, of discouragement, and of imprisonment. Because of unbelief, self-reliance, or ignorance, many Christians never live in the freedom that Jesus Christ paid for on the cross. D.L. Moody used to speak of an old black woman in the South following the Civil War. Being a former slave, she was confused about her status, and she asked, "Now, am I free or been I not? When I go to my old master, he says I ain't free. And when I go to my own people, they say I am. And I don't know whether I'm free or not. Some people told me that Abraham Lincoln signed a proclamation, but master says he didn't. He didn't have any right to." That thinking describes the exact place many Christians are in. They are and have been legally set free from their slavery to sin, yet they are unsure of that truth. And of course, our old master is always trying to convince us that we are not free from his dominion. Today, don't listen to your old master. Do all that you can to walk in the liberty for which Jesus Christ has set you free.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.